Tell us about emotionality, about focus and concentration, positive effect thinking, optimism versus pessimism, the kinds of things that teams have to look at in terms of the attitude of the player, and most importantly, how they can better evaluate whether a player's talent will also lead to not only talking about his potential, but seeing it happen on the field when they need it.
Well, you know, it's really a fascinating a point of discussion, Nick. And actually, it's timely because, you know, as you know, all the teams are now in the training camps. The challenges for coaches in the preseason is to identify very quickly just how good their, you know, their NFL draft and their rookies are going to be. They kind of know them from a football standpoint, but how will they fit in? You know, what will their mindset be? And all those things that become critical for those people that want to, you know, go into the playoffs. And unfortunately, the real kind of talent evaluation should start before the camps. For example, for the new rookies and stuff, it starts back in the testing that the NFL does in the combines. And unfortunately, a lot of that those assessments are, you know, some of the old-fashioned paper, pencil, IQ type of questionnaires and everything else, and they really don't get at the heart of the things that make a difference in terms of top performance, and that's things like emotionality and so forth. So, for example, there are a number of instruments that we utilize that can actually measure the cause of one's emotionality that's related to heart brain activity, and we can actually measure that in a sophisticated with technology. So you don't have to guess at that. And given some of the things we've seen over the last year, in terms of some of the really top players, Terrell Owens, for example, and the kind of emotion that's shown that is actually harmful and everything else, it would be nice to know when some of my new players exactly where they sit on something like that. So these are the kinds of things that we really don't assess in a systematic and technical way, but kind of rely on, you know, good old intuition and coaches' judgment and so forth, which sometimes is okay, but really there are much better ways of doing that.